What hard? The wind?
Blew hard.
Yeah, we had a strong wind.
All right. Or like your wife said, fresh in the wind.
We had a strong wind blowing today.
Oh, the wind. Yesterday the wind?
The wind blew hard.
All right. What would you call that weather condition?
Foggy.
I'd call it foggy.
All right.
I called it drought.
And what is your term for it?
Oh, a dry spell, I would say.
Yes. Does it, do you have...
Long dry spell.
Yes. If the wind is picking up, increasing in its velocity, how might you describe that? Would any of those be expressions you might use?
Yeah, the wind's getting stronger.
That would be one, yes.
Yes, all right. And if it were decreasing in velocity?
The wind's going down.
And would you have...
I'd say the wind's going down.
All right. About this time, well, another month from now, we'll be worried about temperature falling down to near 32 degrees and waking up some morning and seeing white on the ground. Would you call that a...
Frosty morning.
All right. And when the pond begins to freeze over, the pond is covered with ice, you'd say last night the pond...
Froze over.
Froze over, that's right.
In your house, the place where you, let's say, would entertain guests, what name do you give to that room in the house?
We call it the living room right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we call it the front room.
Yes, and would you...
They'd call it the front room.
Yes.
Or the sitting room, that was...
Or the sitting room, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had the kitchen, the dining room, the sitting room, and the front room.
Now...
Where they put the Christmas tree up. We only used that once in a while. They had a sliding door that didn't heat the whole house.
Yes. I know some people... Room,
the
would
parlor.
That be in the front room or what?
Parlor, at least you too, that name.
Yes. What do you call that? Built of brick, usually.
Chimney?
Yeah, the chimney. Of course, we never had a fireplace, but...
I don't think I had this running, would you mind?
The pantry?
Yeah, that'd be the pantry.
Mm-hmm. The place where you sleep, did you mention that? You'd call that, of course, the...
Bedroom.
And the room above the upper bedrooms in the house where you might store odds and ends, what would you call that?
We call it the attic.
It would be the attic, common.
Would you call that part of
the hearth?
And what did you say?
I said the hearth. Now.
Okay.
Well, we got the set today.
Andirons. Would that be the name?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that would be what?
The mantle.
Yeah, it would be the mantle. Well, they generally call them log, you know, a small log. They call it the log on the fire, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did
you say? Euchre wood, because it lasts a long time. They could play several games of euchre.
Oh, that's really interesting. I never heard that expression. Euchre wood. The black stuff that accumulates in the chimney, what do you call that?
Well, I always call it soot.
I call it soot.
And the after the log, after we play several games of euchre, and the log is just about burned away, what's left in the grate? We call that the
ashes.
Or embers, maybe.
All right. And speaking of some of the objects in the house, around the table right now, and what we're sitting on, we call these...
kitchen chairs.
Chairs.
And all of the objects, chairs, divans... Just what name do we have for all these things that make us comfortable in the house?
Furniture?
Yeah, it'd be the furniture.